everybody. Welcome to the Hallmarkies podcast. I'm so excited today. I have a very special interview with one of our favorite Hall stars. We have Lisa DeRue is here, and we're very excited to have her on the podcast. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, and what we like to do on the podcast is we like to give you a chance, introduce yourself, and tell us what inspired you to become an actor.
Oh, wow. That's a very loaded question. Honestly, I kind of flooped into it. Like, I wish I had a more inspiring story, but I flooped into it in the sense that I was going to go to university to play hockey, into college play hockey, and I kept hurting myself, dislocating my shoulder my last year. And so my mom said to me, why don't you just get your shoulder fixed, stay in town. Like, I was living in Winnipeg, Manitoba, where I grew up. She said, stay in town, get it fixed. And then, once you're feeling better, then you can head down. But I kind of fell in love with took a theater course. I thought it'd be easy, and I went and saw Chorus Line, and we had to do a review or critique or what have you on it. And I saw this girl doing the character of Val, who does this whole song about dance 10 looks 3, and she's fan kicking and belting. And I just got hooked, and then from there took some other classes, theater classes. One of them was a stage combat class, which then, just by way of being the right place, right time, the stage combat teacher was the head stunt coordinator for all of film in Manitoba, and got me into doing stunts and just got me a little bit more integrated into the union, and then landed a comedy series that was just happened to be coming to town, and they did a local casting, and I managed to snag a part. So it all kind of fell into place. Without really ever knowing it would, because it wasn't something I ever thought I would do when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you weren't a big movie fan or a big television fan as a kid?
Well, I was, but I never thought I would be in them. I mean, I loved watching them, but I just didn't ever really stop and think like, oh, I want to do that one day. I really genuinely wanted to be an athletic therapist. That's where I was going with my life. I this was a complete 180 from anything I'd ever thought I would be doing. Mm-hmm. Which was kind of cool because it's, you know, a little bit more fun, a little bit more exciting. But it all worked out the way it's supposed to, I guess.
So if we ever do our like reverse cutting edge, we can have you play the hockey player.
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
I don't know that they'll ever go for that, but you never know.
It'll be great. We could get Andrew Francis could be the ice skater, and you.
Perfect.
This is, I hope Hallmark is listening. Make this happen,
right?
Winterfest. It'll be really
good. That's how it works. I just tell them what they should do and they go for it. if only.
That's our dream, to have that power.
Exactly. I know, right? Exactly.
Very cool. Well, were you big into like watching Christmas movies as a kid? Did you have your favorites growing up?
Oh, totally. I was such a fan of the Chevy Chase one, you know, the one everybody watches. Mm-hmm. What the heck is it called? The Christmas Vacation. I don't know. I can't remember what they used to be, but there was a little, they were almost like clay animation, the Christmas ones every year. Yeah. It was very, this is old school. I can't remember what the name of it was, but it was Santa and the elves and all of that. I lived for that each year. Like, we would put on Boney M. Christmas music and put up our Christmas tree and then watch that. And then when he got older, I was allowed to watch the Chevy Chase one. But yeah, no, we were big Christmas, hardcore Christmas fans at my house.
Yeah, the Rankin Bass specials. On TV. Yeah, those are very weird, but they're a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly.
So you had work as a stunt double for a while. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, I did because I was in Winnipeg, and they wouldn't necessarily want to pay to fly somebody in if it wasn't a huge mega stunt, like if they just needed somebody local. I got to do some really cool stuff. I got hung for a lady in the gallows. I got to, you know, like car crash and stuff like that. It was cool stuff. At the time, I didn't realize how lucky I was to be part of it. I really just thought it was fun. And then I look now at how hard stunt performers have to train, and I go, oh man, did I luck out being, again, right place, right time.
Mm-hmm.
But it worked out good. I learned a lot from it.
Yeah. Is that at all scary when you have to do the stunts, or did you feel confident?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Well, I felt confident in the sense that, you know, the coordinator and stuff, like I was in good hands. He was a really good guy, so I was in good hands. But no, I think you just, like anything, it has to be, you know, really organized and mapped out, and then you rehearse it really slow and stuff. At any point, if you felt like it was unsafe, you would just say so. But you also had to learn that, you know, you have to be a little bit tougher. Like you can't necessarily complain about stuff just because it's uncomfortable per se. Like if you don't like the outfit you're in or anything, you gotta wear whatever the actress is wearing. So you have to make it work. But the one thing I did learn was never say it's fun, because they'll make you do it again. And you don't want to have to do it more than once. So regardless, even if it was fun, don't say that. Just go, yeah. Okay, cool. We're good.
What's the riskiest stunt that you ever had to do?
We did a big trailer park blow up where it was a big, it was one of those natural disaster shows. And so they were blowing up a huge trailer park, like as if the entire world was ending. So there was stuff flying all over the place and big cranes with trailers and vehicles. And that was pretty cool. But unfortunately, one of the girls almost got hit by one of the trucks. It worked out just fine, but it was a big chaotic day. And that was probably the scariest day I've ever worked on a set before.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That's
yeah.
Scary.
Yeah.
That sounds fun though. Something
yeah, it was super fun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Super fun.
So your first role for Hallmark was in Hitched for the Holidays. Is that correct?
I think it was even before that. I think it was the On Strike for Christmas.
That was Lifetime. Like,
was it? Oh gosh, I can't even keep them straight. Sure. Okay. Then Hitched for the Holidays. You have more information than I do. I don't even remember. Oh man.
Excuse me. Yeah. That's okay. I mean, well, I'm not positive. I was researching it last night.
So, right. I've done so many that it kind of, honestly, you forget. Like, it's, yeah. they're great. I've just done a lot of them. So you kind of forget, like, which one's which at this point.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, that's totally understandable. But that one was an unusual one because it involves, it's our only Jewish story of. So
yeah. Yes, I know. Yeah, well, but I heard a little rumor that there might be more coming down the pipe. Don't quote me, but I heard through the grapevine that they're working on that.
Which is very exciting. I'm a big
yeah.
fan.
Yeah, well, there you go. They should do more of that.
Yeah.
That would be great.
I think there should be a Kwanzaa movie. Let's just go all out. Why not?
Let's go all out. Well, why not? Your audience will be happy for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right.
You were in The Color of Rain.
Yes. Yes, with Lacey.
And that
the
one,
infamous
I really
Lacey. Liked.
That one's it. I went into watching it with very low expectations because I was like, oh, this is just going to be super manipulative and it's not going to be good. But then it was actually.
Oh, you're
really
hilarious.
It was good.
Yeah, no, it was. It was a beautiful story, like to know that that's a true story. And we did get to meet the family on set. They were such a nice group. Mm-hmm. And you just go, you know, out of such a horrible situation came this beautiful blended family. So yeah. that was a pretty cool thing to be part of, for sure.
Yeah. Was that fun working with Lacey?
You know what? She's exactly like you'd expect her to be. She's an absolute sweetheart. She keeps the set super light. She's so nice. And she's also, you know, she's really committed. She cares a lot about the story. So she, you know, if there's a question or if there's something she wants to fix, she'll definitely step up and say so. And then from that, I gained a friend. Like she's a really nice person. So yes, that was a really good experience. And same with Warren Christie's guy, who played her love interest in the show. Mm-hmm. I knew him originally from Vancouver a little bit because I'm also in Vancouver in Canada, but he is also just a stellar guy and he's been working his butt off ever since. So it was a good group. It was really nice to be part of that one.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. We like to hear that about our queens of Hallmark. We like to hear the.
Yeah. She is a queen. Trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's great.
Very good. Well, I think almost every single one, except for two, I think, going forward, you worked, or three, I guess, you worked with either Allison Sweeney, or Nikki DeLoach?
And my DeLoach, yes.
I'm just curious, why do you think you work so well with them in particular?
I don't know, Allison. I think it's because I think we're kind of a yin and yang to each other. We have somewhat similarities, but I think we are quite different as people, and we bring out really good things in each other as people when we work together. But also, I've learned a lot from her as a businesswoman. She's really smart and she's really focused on what she wants. So I find myself kind of sitting back and going, what would Allison do in this situation? She gave me the best advice. It's true. She gave me the best advice ever. She said, when you want to puke a little bit, you're nervous about, you know, doing something, just remember that's your spine reminding you it's there and you should use it. And I was like, good advice. So she's really good. She's really good for that. So I think we just kind of jived, being that we're a little bit different. With Nikki, it was right out of the gate. We were just like two peas in a pod. I think we're a lot alike. So it's interesting to have such really, you know, strong relationships with both of them, but in a different way, which is really nice. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, both of them have been acting since they were little. So that must be nice.
Yeah. Well, and both of them I'd seen before. Like I remember, you know, photos of Mickey Mouse Club years ago with Nikki. And I remember I used to watch Days of Our Lives with Allison. So it's kind of nice when you get to know them as a person and realize that they are good people, because that's not always the case, unfortunately, in this business. You'll meet people and you want them to be a certain way and they're just not. And it's no one's fault. They're just not what you expected them to be. Mm-hmm. But these two, thank you. Yeah. So it's a good relationship for both ends. And I think we like working together. So I'm always kind of not taken aback, but I guess a little taken aback when they go, hey, do you want to come work with me again? but at the same time, it's a no-brainer, because I'll always say yes to both of them.
Yeah. So what's it like to work on a show where there's so many different movies, like in Murder, She Baked?
Well, we didn't quite know where it was going when we first started it. So the first time I was just, again, thrilled because I was going to work with Allison. And then I met Barbara Niven, which is just a whole other ball game when it comes to being a nice person. And so I was just excited to be there. But then when you realize you kind of were getting in the rhythm of things and you were going to be doing more of them, it's fun. It's fun because it's like, you know, going to camp with your buddies, because mm-hmm. you shoot them pretty quickly in about 3 weeks. And then every few months you're doing another one, which is for an actor, that's really nice to know, you know, you're going to see everybody, because normally show ends and you never see each other again. Or like, for example, I went to a premiere last night for a show, a big feature called Breakthrough. And I hadn't seen any of them since last, mm-hmm. I guess, April. And even then, you know, you're on the carpet and everyone's pulling you. And then by the time you're done, you see the movie, everyone kind of disbands and that's it. So to be able to work consistently with people that you like, it's really nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would think that would be nice because you get the consistency of a television show. But the time commitment of a movie?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you get a little chunk of time off in between, which is good. So you're not just going, you know, 6 months or 7 months a year and then you don't get to do anything else. Mm-hmm. So that is the really kind of the nice part of all of it.
So you were in Murder, She Baked, in Garage Sale Mysteries, and in Chronicle Mystery. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what would you say are like the differences or between those three experiences or...
Garage Sale Mysteries, was not like I normally kind of get the jokey, the fun best friend, that kind of stuff, more the little lighthearted comedy. Garage Sale was definitely not that. She was not the type of character. So that was interesting. We're out in the bush and it started raining that day. So it was fun. There was just a different character, which was nice. For Chronicle, same kind of thing. It was a bit of a different character, but it was cool because I'd already worked with Allison. So, you know, they're supposed to be these friends that have grown up together and that my character went missing. It was really easy to tap into that whole feeling, you know, like this is your best friend and you are connected that way. So that was a lot of fun. And then, and also too, that was a bunch of flashbacks. So we got to do what we consider 19-year-old versions of ourselves and then our current day versions of ourselves. Yeah. So that was pretty hilarious. And then hilarious in the sense that I'm, you know, 38, so going back to 19, you're like, ooh, I remember, but I kind of don't want to stay there. I'm good with my current age. Murder, She Baked, she was a fun character because she just would speak her mind. She dressed really fun, you know, the bleach blonde hair, all of that was really nice. Just a different change from how I dressed on a day-to-day basis. And then what was the other one? Chronicle, Garage Sale,
Murder, She Baked.
Was there a fourth?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Yeah, so they all had their pros and cons in their own way. It was great. Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Is it a different environment working on the Christmas movies versus working on the mystery shows?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Because the Christmas ones, it's normally like July and it's boiling out and they're telling you to pretend it's cold, play the cold because you're sweating. Like, yeah. They're coming in to kind of dab the sweat off your face. You're putting on a scarf and another sweater and you're like, yeah, sure. Okay, great. Woo, brr. the mystery ones, not so much. You can have indoor locations, which is nice. But the Christmas ones, I hate to say it, you get sucked right in. I mean, if you're a Christmas geek like I am, it's fun. Your scenes always involve like gingerbread cookies or hot chocolate or something. Or this one last one was like ice skating. So you turn into a little bit of a Christmas geek, like I said. So I like doing the Christmas ones because I always like to see how they're going to make, some beautiful ranch and the outskirts of Vancouver look like it's flooded with snow. But they do it and they can do it in a matter of minutes, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is amazing. And I feel like they've gotten better. The snow is... Last year, the snow worked much better than previous years.
Yeah, I think they're catching on. I mean, it's like anything. It's just trial and error. And sometimes, some work really well and others you kind of go, maybe not do that one again. they figure it out, though. Yeah. Somebody else's job, though. That's above my thought process.
It just helps you get more immersed when it's so obviously not digital snow or just the blankets. Like, when they do a little bit better job kind of getting you into the moment, it helps a little bit. That's one reason it's kind of nice about the Winterfest movies is because they're all filmed at like Whistler or something like that. So it's a little bit, it's like snow. Yay.
But yeah, exactly. Exactly.
They need to do more of the Christmas movies up there, I think sometimes.
Yeah. No kidding. Yeah. If only. I'll go up there any day of the week.
Yeah. So you've been in Operation Christmas, Dream of Christmas, Reunited at Christmas are your Hallmark ones or in Hitch for Holiday. Yeah.
You got it.
We're in Christmas Lost and Found.
A lot of Christmas going on.
Going over to Lifetime last year. That's I really enjoyed that one. I thought it was really sweet, the Christmas Lost and Found. It was fun.
Yeah, it was great. And Tia Sarkar is just awesome. If anyone has seen The Good Place, that's Kristen Bell's show. She's the real Eleanor, or was on the first season of that. And she's so funny. So that set was just ridiculously fun to be on because she just kept super light. Mm-hmm. She joked around all the time. It was great.
Now I'm trying to remember your role. You were running the department store. Is that right? Or am I getting?
Yes, I pretty much owned the equivalent of like Holt Renfrew, which was kind of nice for one night. They shut down was it Holt Renfrew or was it Nordstrom? They shut down one of the big department stores in Vancouver and then it was mine. For 12 hours, it was mine. And then you come back to reality at 6 a.m. when the store has to kick you out because they have to clean to open. But
we had a lot of fun talking about that because we're like, that all white department store thing. We're like, what is this?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The spirit world or something? Like, what's going on here?
I know exactly. You're like, this is freaky. Oh, I know. Trust me, I knew. When I was in it, I was like, this is trippy, but whatever, it's mine for the day, so I'll take it.
And were you one of her sisters in Reunited at Christmas?
Yes, I was her sister. I was her only sister.
Okay.
Yeah, that was, Nikki came up with that story too, which was kind of cool. So she came up with all of it and then she just put it all together. And as of last September, we were shooting it and she did a great job, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, I really liked that one. I felt that it was just refreshing that they did something different. It was a different kind of story. I mean, when have we ever had a story on Hallmark Channel about people like not wanting to get married? Like, that's weird. But
well, that's
I liked it.
Or the parents that were divorced.
Yeah,
that were potentially coming back together, that there was a little bit of a spark there. Because they don't touch on that. It's either you're divorced and you're amicable about it, or you're just not divorced. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of nice, because I think a lot of people relate to that, right? Like, divorce is a big thing, and a lot of people, it looks different for everybody in terms of whether it be co-parenting or what have you. I think it was really cool that they were willing to step into that ring, which was kind of new for them. So who knows what's coming down for them. Yeah.
I like the fact, too, that it was just hinted that they might be coming back together, but we didn't actually see it because...
Well, I think, they leave it open-ended. Yeah, you don't know. You don't know.
I exactly. like that. I think that was better than if they had.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, because other people get divorced and have, you know, functional relationships. Like, that's good to show as well.
That was a huge conversation that Nikki was having, you know, when she was trying to pitch that show, was just that it's not always clear cut, like, you're divorced and that's it. There's so many different ways to, you know, look at it. So she really wanted to try something different, and luckily they went for it. So that I think that really worked for her. But she's smart like that. Like, she's a very good person, and she's very smart when it comes to, you know, thinking outside the box. And I think Hallmark really appreciates that from her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so too. And it was nice. Yeah. And her most recent, the Love to the Rescue one, that she kind of had mm-hmm. that dynamic going as well with her.
Yeah.
On that movie I thought was nice. So yeah, you were in The Irresistible Blueberry Farm, and mm-hmm. that one is really fun, I think.
That was a cute one. Yeah. And they called me, they're like, do you mind? It's only one day, but do you mind coming in and doing this? And it was Allison. She asked, and of course, Allison asked. I'll say yes to anything. So, it was great. I just got to go play for the day with her, and they gave me a cute baby to hold, and I was in. I was all in. Like, you want me to hold a kid and play with Allison? Done. Do whatever you want.
I told Allison, I think that movie has one of the best Hallmark kisses of all movies. First of all,
see, I agree.
It's exactly. Which gives it huge props over, as opposed mm-hmm. to the last 30 seconds. And mm-hmm. it's great. I mean, to run into the water, like, what more do you want?
I know. Chris Tabori, the director, he's great for that kind of stuff. He always kind of pushes the envelope. Normally you have to pull him back because, you know, they're very particular about what works and what doesn't, but he always tries to push it a little bit, and that one he snuck it in, which was awesome.
Yeah. So this year, was this the first year that you were on Heartland, or have you been on it before? I wasn't sure.
Last year was my second year. Like this, I'll be going to do the third season this year, if that makes any sense. Like, we film over the summer kind of, and then spring, summer, and then it comes out the next year. So however that fits with the viewers, I'm not sure. But for us, yeah, that was my third year being part of it.
How was that to go into an existing series and, you know, mesh with the crew and cast and everything like that?
Yeah, totally. Well, it was awesome because Gabe Hogan, who played in Murder, She Baked With Me, was in it. He's awesome. Right. We get along so well. So that was really fun because you didn't feel like you were kind of just jumping into something new. He was, you know, like a buddy. And then the cast has been together for so long that they are really a family. And I think for them, it's equally as fun when somebody new comes in because it injects a little bit of a different flavor, right? Like, if they've been playing with the same players for 10 years, I think it's nice when they get maybe a new consistent storyline of somebody else to kind of come in and spice it up a bit. So to this day, like, I get along great with all of them. And even Michelle, the girl who plays Lou, who's initially she was kind of taking a step back, but they ended up, she wanted to come back, which is great. I'm glad she did. Initially I was going to go in and kind of fill that hole, but then when she decided she wanted to come back, they were so kind and they kept me around and just gave me different storylines. So it's been a really good experience, and I get to go to Calgary, which is, you know, I don't go there very often, but it is totally like a little Texas, and, you know, the landscape and the horses and all that, it's not something that I was really privy to growing up. So it's really nice from that alone to be part of that.
Did you have to learn how to ride a horse?
I did. Yeah. That was hilarious. I lied and said I could ride horses, and then they gave me the part, and then I was like, oh crap, now I need to learn. But my character actually hasn't made it to riding a horse yet. That was the big thing, was like, oh, well, she has to be able to know how to ride a horse. So I went and learned. And then we actually haven't done it yet. I'm always just like around the horses, which is fine. But I was panicked so much. I was like, oh God, I told him I could ride. My agent's like, go take a riding lesson. I'm like, okay, great. But it worked out just fine.
That's funny. I am not the best around like large animals. And so a horseback riding is not for me. But one time I tried it at this dude ranch for his family reunion, and it was completely terrifying.
Oh no.
I was just like holding onto the reins. Like, the only reason I didn't chicken out is because my brother, who's 16 years younger than me, was on the horse in front of me. And I'm like, I have to be a good example. I can't. To my brother. brother.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
But I was terrified.
You got to do what you got to do. Exactly.
Yeah. You
what else can you do? Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well,
that's hilarious.
Let's talk a little bit about this new movie, Breakthrough, that you're in. I actually have seen it and at a screening, and I really enjoyed it. And I can be kind of mixed on these faith-based films. Sometimes they're not my favorite. But I liked the fact that the script allowed for the characters to be flawed and make mistakes. And they weren't just, because a lot of times these movies, the atheists are evil and need to reform, and the faithful people are perfect, and they're the light, and you know the ministry. They're too kind of concerned with a ministry message as opposed to making a good movie. But I thought that this did a really good job, because at first I was like, oh my gosh, she's being such a jerk. They're not gonna, and they're gonna justify that by her faith. But then they didn't. Yeah. I was like, yay!
I know. I thought they did a really good job. I just saw it last night for the first time, so I didn't know what to expect, but I was really pleased with it.
Yeah.
And Chrissy just did such a good job. Yeah. She's so great. So I was happy, like you said, the way they kept it. So I think it worked out really well.
And it must have been slightly surreal to be married to Topher Grace in a movie.
Well, he's a really cool guy. He made it really easy. Like, he's fun. He's exactly like his persona, you know. He's just really easygoing and fun and sarcastic and what have you, but he's all in good fun and lighthearted.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was great. I had to pinch myself a little, but it worked out good.
I mean, I've had a crush on Topher Grace since high school, so that would be just very surreal. But
I wish I would have talked to you yesterday. I could have told him that.
Oh,
too late now.
Yeah. Tell him to come on the podcast. I would die.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think it was a brilliant choice for him, because he just had played David Duke in, you know,
and that's
a big movie.
Bang on. That's exactly why he did it. He's like, you gotta keep it light, man. You can't go off of something like that and then not, you know, and then kind of leave it hanging like that. So he was he's smart. He's such a smart business guy. So he knew exactly what he was doing when he chose that role. And watching it, you go like, you're perfect for this. So it makes absolute sense.
Yeah, it was really, really smart. Because I look at, like, I think Sam Rockwell is a super great actor, but like, he's been played a racist now, like three or four times in a row. Like, he's played.
Oh, I know.
I know. Like, gotta be careful there, boy. Like,
he did win an Oscar, so I feel like he can kind of do whatever he wants now. He's in that world. You're like, you got this. Whatever you want, we believe you.
I'm like, next role, you should really do like a lighthearted comedy with Drew Barrymore. I mean, I think that's what should be next.
Exactly.
If I was his manager, but anyway. I really enjoyed Breakthrough. I thought it was definitely one of the better faith-based films I've seen in a while. So good job on that.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. That makes me happy.
Yay.
Cool.
All right. Well, we like to end our interview with what we call the Team Beat questions. And these are just silly questions that Amber found in an old issue of Team Beat magazine.
Oh, perfect. I used to have those plastered all over my walls. So I'm in.
Okay, good.
I'm in.
Yeah, it's like you had like the Jonathan Taylor Thomas posters or whatever.
Oh, yeah. All of them. All of them. Jonathan Brandis, you name it.
Yes.
I had them all. Yep.
All right.
You got it.
What is the best ice cream flavor?
Salted caramel.
Great. What is your favorite color?
Purple.
Not mine too. Very good choice.
Yeah. I had to think about that for a second. I was like, purple. Okay.
Yes. What music are you into right now? What are you listening to?
I love country. I've always been a sucker for country. Mm-hmm. Any kind of country, I'll eat it up.
Yeah. Very good. I like country music too. Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your go-to date night food?
Go-to date night food? Mexican.
Okay, good. All right. What is your go-to date night activity, like going out and about?
Ooh, probably something like athletic, like a hike or, something more sportsy. So definitely more of a hike or, or go completely the other way and do something fun like bowling.
Are you a good bowler?
No. My dad, though, was the 1970 world champ of five-pin bowling. So that's pretty cool. But I definitely not at all.
Yeah. I'm the worst. Every once in a while, I'll get super lucky and have like a great game. But for the most part, I'm terrible. I'm like, can we put those railings up with, that are for kids?
That's what I want to do. Exactly.
All right. Dogs or cats?
Always dogs. Forever dogs.
All right. Good. Beaches or mountains?
How about beaches near the mountains?
Okay, good. Yeah,
that's because I live in Vancouver, so I have both.
Have you?
Yeah. If I have to pick, I'll go mountains for sure.
Okay, good. Would you have fancy dress or sweats?
Oh, always sweats. And throw on a ball cap. There you go. Yeah.
Very good. All right. Yeah. What's your favorite holiday to celebrate?
Christmas.
Yeah.
100 times over, Christmas. Yeah, for sure.
You can't be part of the Homelock family and have it not be Christmas, I don't think. It's
yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, especially because if I think about that time of the year, if we didn't have Christmas associated with it, it would be the worst. Because
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Very, like, cold. And but with Christmas, it's all sort of magical. It's magical.
Exactly.
Cold, magical snow.
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is a hard question, especially for you all up in Canada. But what is your favorite Hallmark movie? And you can pick one that you were in. No judgment.
Ooh. Oh, man. That's not fair. There's so many. Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of the very first one I ever saw. You know what? No, I'll pick, it's not so much because I'm in it, but it's one that I absolutely loved was Operation Christmas. Because I loved Mark Lucas and Trisha Helfer in this one. I thought they did such a great job in that. And Trisha doesn't do a ton of Hallmark, so it was really fun to see her embrace it and do such a beautiful job of it. So I'll pick that one. Plus, I really like Nina, the writer, Nina Wyman. Or she's just amazing. She does so many for Hallmark. I would definitely say that. Operation Christmas.
Yeah, Nina's our friend of the podcast. She was our first interview we ever had.
She's phenomenal.
Yeah, we love Nina. Yeah, and I think that might have been Trisha's first Hallmark movie, if I'm not mistaken. So very cool. That's very exciting.
Yeah.
Good pick.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
thanks
there
so
you
much.
Go.
Thanks so much for coming
Thank
on
you
the
so
podcast.
Much. This of was, course, anytime. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this was a great. And where can people find you on social media and such?
My handles are all the same. It's the Lisa DeRue, looks like direct. And whether it be Twitter, Instagram, it's all the same. Because apparently some girl in France is named Lisa DeRue and took Lisa DeRue. So the Lisa DeRue.
Okay, good.
Is where you shall find me. Yeah.
It's the official one.
You got it. You got it.
All right, great. Well, we'll have that all in the description section. People can check that out and follow you on all that. And good luck with your future projects. And yeah, definitely would love to have you on again. So thanks very much.
Awesome. Thank you. Anytime. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much to Lisa for coming on the podcast. That was such a delight. And let us know what you think of the things we talked about. Put it in the comment section or on Twitter. We'd love to hear from you. Make sure you're following the podcast, all of our Hallmarkies Pod, on social media. And if you're listening on iTunes, please give us your ratings and reviews. If you're listening on YouTube, please give us your thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We really appreciate that as well. And if you can want to follow me, I'm at Rachel's Reviews, all over social media. And thanks so much, and we'll talk to y'all later. Bye.